this is a Day at the Beach podcast. It's number 251, being released on June 8th, 2026. Hi, my name is Clint Beachwood, and this is your home for new releases in the world of surf music. As a reminder, I have four giveaways of all 250 podcasts safely tucked away into a USB thumb drive. If you're interested, just let me know, and I am drawing the winners on July 1st, 2026. I am going to mail these anywhere in the world, so everybody is eligible. Also, after this first set of music, I do have some pretty exciting news. Stay tuned for that. But first, I'm starting off with a band called Talasi. They are from Belgrade, Serbia. I'm going to play a song off their album that was released in March. It's called Talasi. Talasi? Talasi. I'm going to play a song entitled Zodiac. It is their tribute to the Latvian band of the 80s called the Zodiacs. The Zodiacs were a groundbreaking 1980s Soviet Latvian electronic and space disco band from Riga, Latvia. Talasi is going to do a cover of a song that came out on Zodiac's first LP, Disco Alliance, that came out in 1980. It's simply entitled Zodiac. The Zodiacs, back in the 80s, sold close to 25 million records in the USSR. So starting things off, this is Talasi. Thank you. That was another cut from Playa Colorica. They are from Chile, and their new LP is called Calita de la Santa Rabia. The song I just played for you is Piruchan. It refers to a deadly, shape-shifting, blood-sucking creature from the indigenous Mapuche mythology and Chilote folklore of southern Chile. There you have it, Playa Colorica. Before that, from Finland, it was the Charades. They have a new album coming out later this year. They sent me a sneak preview to it. It is the theme song from the British TV show The Saint, starring Roger Moore. The Charades have been around since 1980. And before The Saints, it was Thalassi doing Zodiac. Well, if you have heard me talk about slack tone in the past, you have heard me say that one of the biggest disappointments I have had in the world of surf is that slack tone has only released two studio LPs. The latest, Into the Blue Sparkle, was released right around the year 2000, just about the time I was really getting into surf music and shortly thereafter becoming a DJ. Well, lo and behold, I get an email from Matthew from the Colorado Instrumental Fanzine. Not only is he putting out a magazine regarding surf music, but he is also starting up a record label. Well, almost to my disbelief, a couple of weeks ago, Matthew tells me that he has two brand new studio releases from Slack Tone. They'll be on a 7-inch vinyl and available at this summer Surf Guitar 101 festival. He heard me lamenting the fact that Slack Tone has only released two studio LPs. And so he contacted me with this great news, and he has passed along these two songs to me. So it is with great honor that I give you the world premiere of new music from Slack Tone. This is a song called Wave Wrecker. It is backed with a song called Claptrap. Again, it will be available on vinyl at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival. But now, for your listening enjoyment, the world premiere, brand new slack tone music, this is Wave Wrecker.
How's it going, everyone? This is Caleb. You might not know me as the lead singer of the instrumental surf music project Crash Nexus. However, I'm also currently unknown for taking part in several other side projects. These include Crush Annex, Rush Cranix, and Crush Panic. We're all hanging out here with Clint on A Day at the Beach. So slide on in and enjoy the drippy sounds, everyone. You know what you came for.
from Colorado Springs, Colorado. It was the Terra Surfers doing Scuff Zone, a brand new single. In front of that, from Washington, the Apollo 4 did Kelp on their new LP, The Apollo 4 in Orbit. A new band to the show, Crush Nexus. They did Dense Marine Layer on a Neap Tide. That is on a little two-song single entitled Banditos. The Mermen have a new album out. It's called Kawa Mahi'i, and the song I played was Five Drift Drive. And Slacktone started the set with brand new music called Wave Wrecker. What an honor. The CJs are going to do a song called Laura Palmer for all you Twin Peaks fans. This is A Day at the Beach.
Descansa en paz, maestro.
That was Los Atreus from Paris, France. Their new four-song EP is called Agua Mala, or Bad Water, and the song was El Duelo del Forastero, or The Stranger's Duel. Before that, Into the Soup from Pennsylvania. They did Dawn Patrol, and the CJs did Laura Palmer from their latest EP, A Touch of Evil 2. Background music is coming courtesy Double Crown Records and the Continental Magazine CD compilation. Up next from Germany is Magnatech. Their new LP is called The Red Baudour. This is Velvet Delirium.
We'll be right back. This is Chris V from White Sands, and you're listening to A Day at the Beach with your host, Clint Beachwood. Turn it up!
White Sands from Albuquerque, New Mexico. They did Laguna Sunrise. I want to thank Chris for the promo spot he did for that band. I meant to thank Caleb earlier with Crash Nexus. He did the same. Before White Sands, it was Black Valley Moon, and they did From Agnes with Love and Magnatech with Velvet Delirium. Three more songs to close things out. Up next from LA, it's Squid Overlords. They're going to do Congenital Optimist. And then Desolate Coast, another band from Washington, are going to do Sad Eyed Vampires. And then the final song will be Slingshot Bikini. They are from Belgium. They released a song back in January called Pencil Peddler. You can also find it on Triple Agent Records Volume 9. That came out in May. So making their first appearance on the show, Squid Overlords. We'll be right back. So as the sun sinks slowly into the Pacific, I would like to thank all of you for listening to the show. Also, to Danny Ledger for coming up with this marvelous giveaway. It's still available. I'm going to draw four winners July 1st anywhere in the world, podcast 1 through 250 on a thumb drive you can stick in your computer or in your car. Listen to all 250 podcasts. I'd like to thank the bands who send me music and the record labels who send me music. And to my wife, Sue, for supporting the show. Without all of you, this would not be the greatest hobby in the world. So until next time, crank up the reverb, soak up the sun, and keep those good waves rolling in. This has been just another day at the beach.